Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It's a Monday, and every Monday on this show, we get into something called the Monday Mailbag. Rob Forbes, ons het jou gemis toe jy nou hier nie hier was om hierdie saam met ons te doen nie. So ek gaan vir jou nou vra om vandag se mailbag te lees.
On me today. Mm. Okay. Today's email, drive@jacarandafm.com, by the way, if you ever want to send us something, comes from AJ. And we were talking about watching you while you sleep.
Yes.
Have a listen to this. Hi, Robin Roz. AJ here. My girlfriend and I have been together for 3 years now. I love her so much and I'm so incredibly lucky to be with her. But there's one thing that really bothers me. She's always been a huge fan of rock bands, especially emo bands. This doesn't bother me because I love the music as well. What does bother me is that she has posters of these bands everywhere. The bedroom walls are covered in them, and I mean covered. It sounds stupid, but I don't think I can stand another night falling asleep while being watched by the members of My Chemical Romance. I've tried asking her nicely to remove them, but she just gets mad, so I've left it. What should I do? I mean, we're in our 30s.
Ooh.
AJ.
Luister hier, ek dink as hy haar so ontmoet het, en dit is waarvoor sy lief is, then shouldn't he still put up with it? Because that's how he met her.
I think you are correct. Also, he's saying, you know, her bedroom, in her place, where they're still dating.
Yes.
Does haar slaapkamer, sy kan doen wat sy wil.
Yeah.
If she wants to cover it in posters of My Chemical Romance and Bring Me the Horizon in, I don't know who else.
Does Fall Out Boy count?
Yeah, like a Fall Out Boy there.
You know?
Like a Panic at the Disco poster.
100%.
But I don't... Posters? Like, are we imagining like high school bedroom?
Huisgenoot, You, Magazine, Centerfold.
Put up with Prestick.
Yes. That's what I'm seeing because that's how he's described it.
I see 30s.
Ooh, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. I mean, obviously, this is something she's very passionate about because otherwise she wouldn't decorate her room with stuff like this as someone who is in their 30s. Maar soos ek nou gesê het, he found her like that. It is her room. It's not a room that he is sharing with her because they're in a shared accommodation, in a blaze song.
It's not their room. This is her room.
This is her room. So dalk, as hy nou 'n probleem het met My Chemical Romance, wat bietjie kyk terwyl hulle slaap, dan moet hy maar nou by sy huis gaan slaap, saam met sy girlfriend. Because if that's how you found her, that my oom het altyd gesê, so gemaak en so laat staan. Leave her.
I would tend to agree with Roz here.
Thank you.
However,
ooh,
I would very much dislike falling asleep staring at pictures of My Chemical Romance on the wall. Very, very much. I would deeply dislike that.
But
it's not a vibe.
It's not like you can see all of their eyes because they've all got that one-sided fringe that goes across the whole face.
0848500942. What is the advice here that we have for AJ? What would you do if you started dating someone and you walked in and their entire bedroom was covered in very specific posters? And now My Chemical Romance is watching you sleep. Lots of thoughts coming in.
Yeah. Mense het opinies. So this Monday Mailbag, ons doen het elke week. Ons chat vandag oor posters on the wall of a 30-something-year-old woman. Her boyfriend's been with her for about 3 years and they make him uncomfortable. He doesn't like them.
Yeah. He says he can't fall asleep because she's an emo music fan. He can't fall asleep anymore with My Chemical Romance staring down at him above the bed. And I get that. If I woke up and My Chemical Romance is there, I'd also be like, hey, wat gaan aan?
Wat sing julle? Wat doen ons vandag?
Lots of ideas coming in.
Hey, Robin Roz, it's Georgia. I missed you guys. My radio in the car has been on the blink. But I'm back.
Hi, George.
On this topic right now, all I got to say to that, Bri, is, Bri, you found her like that? This haarkamer. Los Iconsa pictures alien.
There it is.
Los Iconsa pictures alien.
Because that was Roz's original point. It's her bedroom. She gets to decide what goes on the walls.
Yes.
Yvette.
He found her there with posters and all.
Roz.
Yeah.
Advice for AJ, there are such worse things to find out about someone. I'm saying, get over it, choose your battles. I'm sure he has posters of Tamla Anderson.
Choose your battles, AJ. There are worse things.
Yeah, she does have a point.
She could be running up credit card debt in your name.
She could be cheating on you.
She could be the Tinder swindler.
100%.
You know, there are much worse things. I love that that's the outlook here.
Hi, Robin Roz. So, regarding the...
What were you going to say, Liz?
Cliffhanger.
Oh, why must this WhatsApp line test us this afternoon? Let me hit the refresh button. Liz, what were you saying, please?
Hi, Robin Roz. So, regarding the lady with the posters in her bedroom, if it was me and I was her boyfriend, I think I would take a few of her favorite ones or favorite bands, or ask her which ones, like five top favorite ones, and get them like professionally framed in like a nice kind of looking adult looking frame. And then, you know, suggest to her, you know, give them to her as a gift, and maybe suggest to her putting them up in her room in a nice frame.
There we go. That's a good idea.
That is a really grown-up response to the situation.
It's a nice gift.
Yes.
It's thoughtful. It addresses all the things.
Without being like, your poster's just nonsense.
Larika says, dude, get an eye mask and grow up. I want to know, because I don't have any children.
Yeah.
Do teenagers still do the thing that we did when I was 16? My bedroom walls were covered my brood in posters.
Ek het ook. Ek was 'n groot voorstander van die posters op die mure. Ek het nou nie tieners nie. Ek het kinders. I've got like a, I guess a preteen. He's 10. And then a little younger one that's almost 7. And they have stuff on their walls. Like they've got like all the thing, kind of posters that you get with your Lego and stuff like that. Maar dit is nou nog nie celebrities of so iets nie. Maar daar is posters op 'n mure.
Because I remember it used to be band posters and sports teams and, you know, your favorite player from this and that. And then there used to be like someone catching a wave from a zigzag there and like skateboarding stuff. You know what I mean?
And don't forget the FHM posters.
Yes.
The FHM posters. Those were big back in the days.
Leanne Liebenberg come through.
I mean, is that still a thing? Are we still the Prestick out? Or have we all graduated to must be framed and look grown up now?
Nee, ek dink die kinders doen dit nog.
Ek kan glo. Ja. Ek hoop so.
Ja, want dit is deel van groot word, is
dit
nie?
It's your first experience of decorating your own space and making it yours, you know? So maybe Lyrica's right. Maybe AJ must just shut up.
I shame. Sorry, AJ, we didn't come through with a solution that fits you.
Remember to say goodnight to My Chemical Romance for us.